from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-T-I.
Welcome to Postcard from Poprad. It's a lovely day, actually. It's really sunny, really bright. And I was impressed this morning. There must be spring on the way, because I noticed skirts getting shorter. But that's the things that boys do when they go to work. This is Postcard from Poprad. Sorry, girls. This is Postcard from Poprad. Because I'm situated at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains in the east of Slovakia, right next door to the Ukraine. Oops. My name's Eric Wiltshire, and there's normally three of us, but one of them's probably fallen over somewhere or got arrested by the Australian police. So we carry on with myself and Rachel Brunsdon.
Hello, hello. Hello, everybody. Hello, Uncle Eric. I don't know what's happened to Uncle Leji Banks, but he's MIA.
He is.
And, or he's MIP, missing in pub or something. But yes,
yeah, I was going to go MIB, MIB, missing in bar. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't know where he is, but we forge on nonetheless.
We do forge on, and we wish it to be noted that we have made every extensive effort to find him.
We have.
But we can't find him. Anyway, something I keep forgetting to do, and I'm really, really sorry, and it's because there's so many of you, and I'm sorry, and I'm going to miss some now, and I'm sorry, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. Because we are loved by lots of people around the world, and it's really sweet of you. But I've first got to say a lovely, special hello to a lovely young boy called Paul. Now,
hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul. Now, Paul's mum is Muir, and they're going to be heading off to Liverpool soon to a nice new house.
Liverpool.
Liverpool. Where the Beatles came from. You'll be able to go to the Beatles place. Oh, no. Nice. Paul, you lucky boy. So, anyway, have lots of fun in your new house, Paul. Enjoy it immensely. And I'm told you've even decided what Paul's having in Paul's bedroom. And I think that's lovely.
That's so nice.
What would you
enjoy Liverpool.
When you were a little girl, and if you were decorating your room, what would I have found in it?
You would have found a duvet cover with swans on it.
Oh, how nice.
Because I was into ballet when I was a little girl, and Swan Lake was my favourite ballet, and, of course, everything was about swans.
Ah, so you like ballet?
Yes, I was quite good at ballet until my rickety old knees at the age of 13 decided they didn't like ballet anymore.
Yes.
And they blew out. I blew a couple of knees, and they said
it was
actually very sad that they said you can't dance anymore. And I said, I shall dance in my mind forever.
Well, guess what you could find in my bedroom at similar age?
The Farrah Fawcett poster.
Nope.
Cars and soccer stuff.
Nope.
A girl you shouldn't have had in there.
Nope. No. No. What are we doing now? Still. That came later, dear. What are we doing now?
Oh, radio. A crystal set.
Absolutely right. You would have found a crystal set. You would have seen lots of wire hanging all around the ceiling to make a big aerial.
Nice.
And then I found things called drills.
Oh.
So then I drilled a hole in the ceiling and had to kind of get rid of all the dust out of the way quickly. Climb up in the loft, and then eventually my mum saw it and said, "What's that?" So it's an aerial, mum. And she went, "Your dad will go mad. You drilled a hole in the ceiling." No, he didn't go mad. He was quite interested, actually.
Well, I was going to say, he probably was dead impressed.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we've got to also say hi to the guys at Talk Radio X, Breeze Replay, and Abscate Radio with everybody there and down at KISS. We love you lots. Thanks very much indeed. We've noticed a huge rise in those listening on Windows 8, as the young lady says at the beginning. But first of all, we're going to do a couple of more messages because there's so many people who actually promote us on Facebook. And we love you for that. We do love you for that. So hi to Colin Ward, Gerald Cohen, Kelvin Carillon, AJ Halsman, Yozai.
AJ and I have been having a fight, so we're not speaking really.
Are you not?
Well, sort of. We're having a disagreement about whether or not Kylie Minogue's horrible. And, you know, the position I've got on her. But he does promote us.
No, actually, AJ and I are in agreement here. Because,
I know.
Because I said that Kylie's nice, but she's not nearly as nice as Cher. And he agreed with me.
Yep, you're right.
There you
and
go.
And I remember reading that. Yeah.
Yes. Then good old Jose, of course, or Jose.
Yes, our lovely friend Jose, who talked me into, could you believe it? He talked me into doing the Australian rules and the rugby league tipping competitions this year. And you know how much interest I have in football of any kind.
That's a bit like an oxymoron, that.
It really is, and I'm the moron who's oxymoron. But he did. So hello to Jose.
Okay. Hi, Jose. Hi to Sarah Taleb, I think. And then Teresa, this is going to go wrong. I know it is. Yaroslavka. Mm. Yeah, Teresa Yaroslavka. Sounds about right. Dave Taylor, I can do that one. Duncan Yule, Nat Eek, Sajan. Is that, do you think, Rach?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it?
We apologise for our appalling pronunciation, guys, of all of these names. But I would say science. Let's move on.
Mark Lunston, Mike Wilson.
Go on, you can do it.
Salahuddin Sajan. Salahuddin
nice.
Sajan.
Yep.
Is that, that's good. Barry Hawkins, and there's just so many more of you. And I also want to say thank you to everybody putting us on the international radio groups around the world in different continents of the world. So thank you ever so much for that. We are going to say, it's possible, and make an excuse for him here, I don't know why we should, it's Banksy's birthday this week.
It's probably why he's not here. He's probably still unconscious or
from the day before we last
something.
Or something. Yeah.
Maybe he's been deported and he's on a plane back.
Oh, no. We got him back too quick. Oh, no. Actually, coming up in the programme, I can see why he might well do that. But anyway, starting off with some amazing acts of bravery. A British soldier was awarded the second highest military award. The Conspicuous Gallantry Award Cross is for the bravery in Afghanistan. Lance Corporal Simon Maloney from the Blues and Royals. And if you know anything about the Blues and Royals, they do those amazing march at Horse Guards Parade with the horses and things. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. He was actually shot through the neck.
I don't know how he survived that. I really don't. But thank goodness they didn't get the artery in his neck, because it's really, I mean, the neck's not a, you know, not a large surface area. It's pretty small.
I think there was somebody looking down at him. Yeah, I think there was somebody looking down at him big time.
Big time.
Big time. But apparently, because I've seen the pictures, this bullet went through his neck, missed his artery, but because he'd been shot in the neck, his brain said to him, "I've got about 3 minutes to live. So what the hell, I'm going to carry on fighting." And that's what he did.
That's so interesting. Do you know I'm fascinated by all this, you know, physiology and psychology mixing together and the fight or flight response. And it's amazing in that split second what you do, whether you fight or whether you flee. And, you know, I would flee because I'm a fleer.
Yeah.
And I'm a run.
No.
I'm a run. Duck and get help.
What do we do? Run away.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But this guy, straight away, you can tell he's a soldier and he's trained and he's got that instinct to just, you know, to just, you know, go on, okay, if I'm going down, I'm taking as many as I can of you with me.
Exactly.
And I love this guy. He's brilliant.
I think he is. Well, actually, somebody else that listens to the program is a Dr. Jan Potofsky, and he's in charge of the cryotherapy center in Aqua City, and I had a long debate with him about this, and he explained it all to me. And have you ever seen a cryotherapy center?
I have, because you told me to Google it, so I did.
Oh, right.
See, I do my homework.
Oh, right. Oh, my word. This is another oxymoron of the week. Girl taking notice of man.
No, this is different. This is this is subordinate taking notice of boss and And young radio folk taking advantage of knowledge being imparted by someone with more experience than her.
You're a good creep. But as somebody,
I am so good at this.
But as somebody once said to me, when you get into my knickers, you can be the boss. There's no chance of that. The size was wrong. Anyway.
Well, aside from geography.
Yeah, exactly. Stop it. Anyway, this is the plot, boys and girls. When you have this cryotherapy treatment, you start off going into a chamber in nothing more than shorts and a T-shirt and a face mask on and wooden shoes at minus 60 Celsius. You go into this room and you walk round and round in a circle. The next room you go in is minus 130 C. And you walk round and round in circles. At which point your brain says you're dying. So it goes into overdrive. And it's like blasting endomorphines out all over the place and your whole body goes bonkers. And apparently what you do after this, because I won't go in and do it because I'm chicken, you then exercise for 20 minutes afterwards. And I've actually seen this for fact, where people have got better, people have decreased their running time at marathons by huge amounts, purely because of this cryotherapy thing, because your brain goes completely opposite to what you think it would do. And I think the point of the story was, I'm assuming that's what happened with Lance Corporal Simon Maloney, and I'm sorry, I shouldn't kick the microphone, because he just went the opposite way to what everybody else would have done. I'm absolutely sure of it.
It's amazing. It's like that phenomenon where women can lift cars off their children.
Have you not experienced that?
But I might, because she's got her learner's.
She?
She's got her learner's permit. She may end up under a vehicle, or she'll probably run me over, but I'll be able to lift it off myself. That whole physiological, phenomenon of being able to do extraordinary things.
I'm having to clean this
pressure.
One up a bit. Right, here we go. So you are right, because a friend of mine. And the last time I mentioned Carolyn on the radio, she was giving birth to her son, whose name is Jay. And I know that she hates the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, Lily the Pink, with a passion that you wouldn't believe.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, she's not alone.
So, therefore, she's stuck in a hospital in a labour ward, listening to me on the radio, so I played Lily the Pink for her.
You're terribly mean. That's awful. That's terrible. But you probably inspired her to, get that baby out.
Yeah, because I can't stand wheelchair any longer. Once upon a time, Carolyn was driving a car. Car spun round and it rolled down a bank. And now it ended up where she was driving, so the driver was down in the ground. I'm up on the upside of the bank, so I can get out and I can smell petrol. And I've got a fear of this, boys and girls. And trust me, it's beyond the pale, my fear of this. So now, Carolyn, and I'm saying this respectfully, is not a little girl like you. She's quite a tall lady.
Yeah,
she's a tall lady, rides horses, very, very, very sort of into exercise and things. So she doesn't weigh 55 kilos. She weighs a little bit more.
But not lots.
No, not lots.
She's fit.
Fit, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you for getting me out of that hole.
And, that's fine.
Thank you. So anyway, I then think, oh my God, car on side, smell petrol, fire, disaster. And Carolyn can't get out. Because A, I'm in the way, and B, she can't undo a seatbelt either, because the seatbelts are all locked. How I did this, I do not know. I lifted her up under her arms. I threw her out of the window, which meant that she actually rolled out of the car. And I pushed her out of the car so quickly, the only bruising she had was on her chest.
From the seatbelt?
No, from where I shoved her out the window.
But that's good because she's not dead.
Oh, I see. So that's all right to get bruised boobs then.
Yeah, when I had a car accident, a really bad car accident when I was about 15, my brother was driving. I was winded by the seatbelt and he thought I wasn't breathing. So his instinct was to get me breathing again, and he did it like they do on Grey's Anatomy and ER.
Yeah.
And he pulled back with his fist and just started beating me. And I was 15 years old. I didn't even weighed about 40 kilos then.
You were tiny then, weren't you?
Crack, yeah, really small.
Yeah.
Crack, crack, crack in the chest, and he actually fractured my sternum by beating me. But I didn't die.
That's a good thing.
To save me, and I didn't die. So yes, it's amazing. But I love how this soldier has just gone. You know what? If I'm dying, you're coming with me. Bang, 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 bang. He deserves that, and he deserves that medal.
He does indeed.
Very, very brave.
I love that man. Good luck to all of you. Got medals this week. You're wonderful, and in my opinion, you're all heroes. Every last man, jack of you.
Yes.
Hang on a minute.
Mm.
I know why Lee's not here.
What's he done?
Well, I haven't spoken to him for a few days.
Yes, that's odd. He's been very quiet. He has. No emails, no Facebooking, no Twitter, nothing.
Now, funnily enough, just before he came to Australia, thieves dug a hole 15 metres long, a tunnel, underneath a cash machine at Salford, which is not a long way away from him.
We're near the village of the dam.
That is. and they got away with the ATM machine from Tesco's.
That's how he paid for his holiday.
That's how he paid for the flight tickets to Australia.
Yeah.
So, seriously, boys and girls, it's like that old movie where they tunnelled 15 metres under the ground to this Tesco Express store, which is part of a garage thingy, and the thieves stole the cash boxes before escaping back through the tunnel.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen the pictures of it. It's a proper tunnel, really complex sort of structure with all the upright supports and all this sort of thing. And funnily enough, it's not the first time.
You'd think they'd learn the first time. This is a bit Shawshank Redemption.
Now, Rach, can you cast your mind back, because you just started with us in January 2012.
Yes.
And didn't we do a show on our own about that time, not Lee?
Yes, without him. He's been missing on both occasions that this has taken place.
Funny that. And if anyone's got any information on this, in the UK, of course, 0161 856 5353, or you can call Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. That's 0800 555 111 if you want to keep quiet about it.
Or if you have any information on the whereabouts of Lee Banks,
let's know.
Because we fear for him. He requires medication and he's elderly.
Well, there is that.
We need to find him before he absconds.
And he's still probably carrying an ATM on his back.
He probably still is, so he'll stick out. Like, he might be wearing some sort of anorak, but the weather's quite warm in Western Australia, so he'll look a bit silly. He'll look a bit like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. But point him out.
Yeah, point him out. We'll say, I mean, he'll only get a few years. He won't live that long anyway. Is this the kiss of death or a stroke of genius? Simon Cowell has I knew you were going to do that. I think this is a stroke of genius, because Simon Cowell has reiterated his support for the UK Prime Minister David Cameron, describing the PM as a decent guy who cares passionately about the country. Now, you see, Rach, you saw that as a kiss of death, didn't you?
Well, I did, because everything yes and no. I see it. I don't think he should be discussing things that are political because he's a moron. But also, like, everything that's dodgy seems to turn to gold with him. Look at Wrong Direction. Look at, Little Mixomatosis or whatever they're called.
Oh, Little Mixer, lovely.
No, they're not.
Oh, right.
look at, you know, any. like all of those funny little acts that he's produced. And yes, they actually make a lot of money, and he's doing very well. But I don't know. This could go one of two ways.
Well, you see, well, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. Lots of the young people in England, like everywhere else, don't vote. Yeah. And if Simon Cowell says something, because he's actually in tune with the youth. Very much in tune.
That was so clever.
That was rather, wasn't it? I'll take that bouquet of flowers, thank you. And so he's in tune with the youngsters. And therefore, I'm saying this is a stroke of genius.
Well, I think you might be right, because you know he did that. He established the X Factor, and clearly he thinks David Cameron has got the X Factor, and or some X Factor or X chromosome factor or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he also was on that Britain's Got No Talent, and then America's Got No Talent, and all the places that have got no talent. But I think he might have been a little bit clever in drawing out the young kids, because you guys don't have compulsory voting. We do.
We don't have it. No, we don't have it in Slovakia either. And the turnout for the presidential elections, which you probably heard this one somewhere before, the current Prime Minister of Slovakia is standing for President of Slovakia.
Oh, yes, we have talked about this before, and I thought that was really odd.
Yes, wonder where he got that idea from.
I don't know. Hello, Italy.
But he has been to Moscow a few times.
Yeah, dodgy.
But anyway.
I don't know. Kiss of death. Watch this space, I think.
Okie dokie. Well, anyway, if Lee does ever get back to the UK, it could save him £3,650 a year in one go.
That's not for stealing an ATM machine.
No.
That's for petrol.
No. No, because they're dropping the price of beer by a penny a pint in England.
A penny?
A penny a pint.
But he drinks heaps of pints. That's so much saving.
Well, I worked it out. 10 pints a day, 365 days a year.
Yeah.
He's going to be into thousands of pounds.
Well, that'll pay for his rehab.
Cool. I like that. Very good. And funnily enough, in the UK budget, the Chancellor froze the duty on Scottish whiskey because it's a huge British success story. Now, I wonder why that line was put in.
That's a bit stinky. I'm not sure about that.
No, I think that was put in on purpose. But the other interesting thing is there's a thing called a lump sum small pot, which is kind of like a gift, if you like. And it used to be £2,000 that you could give somebody, and after that you had to declare it to the Inland Revenue or tax people or IRS, depending on where you are. And they've actually lifted that to 10 grand now.
Who can get that? Anybody?
Yeah, so what Lee can do for being not here this week, his penalty is he can give me 10 grand.
Well, that would crack about even with the ATM, and that's and the pints. So he's coming out pretty well.
Yes.
I find this actually extraordinary, because aren't there austerity measures in place in this particular part of the world, and yet they're throwing money around?
Well, would appear to be. Yeah. Personal tax allowances have gone up to $10,500 from next year. Oh, not this year. That's cool. And the other announcement this week, of course, has been the new £1 coin is coming out in the UK, because the current ones are getting forged like mad.
Really?
Yes.
Haven't you got a coin there in the UK that's got 12 sides or something?
Well, that was the old threepence, or three pence, or three...
That's right. It came up in a really weird conversation I was having with somebody from the UK last night.
That would be weird.
12 sides? 12?
Yeah, but the new £1 coin is the same as that, and it's been done to thwart forgers making £1 coins.
That's amazing. I hate those coins. We've got dollar coins and $2 coins, and we phased out 1 and 2 cent pieces years ago.
Yeah.
But I want the $1 and $2 notes back because they're not as heavy in your wallet slash purse slash whatever you carry it around in. I like the notes, and you know what? The older people in our nation are having trouble differentiating between the $1 coin and the 10 cent piece. They can't tell the difference if they're very hard to look at. And I think that's mean. They've got
gnarled edges, haven't they? One of them.
They both do.
Oh.
And all the coins do. And that's why it's so confusing. And the 1 and the 10, although one's definitely lighter than the other, they're the exact same size. So when you're an older person or even a person who doesn't see very well, it's impossible to tell.
That's terrible.
Then they weigh you down. It really isn't good.
No.
And then they weigh you down. They weigh down your handbag or your little wallet or whatever until your pants fall down. And it's just a horrible thing.
No. Have you not ever heard of the Martina Bank?
No, but tell me.
Well, the Martina Bank is, she hates the sound of money clattering around in my jeans.
Ah.
You know that, like a school kid sound of the money
chink
as you walk to the bathroom or whatever? And she goes, money. So I hold my hand out with this money. She then steals the €2, €1 and 50 cents and things.
Uh-huh,
and the sort of 1 cent bits all have to go in the bin. So she takes the good money, leaves the rubbish shrapnel lying about, and I end up with losing about €20.
I chuck all my change in a jar, and I've just actually emptied the jar. It's an empty pickle jar, of course, and I've just emptied it, and I think I've got about $80.
Really? That's good.
Yeah, let's got to take it up to the bank and
get it changed. Oh, no. The Martina Bank gets even better because she purchased a top for, like, a big jar, just the top bit, screws on, like a sort of jar you're talking about, but it's got a battery in it, and it counts the money as it goes in so she knows how much money's in it.
See, I count it and then write little bits of post-its and then put them in those suitable baggies. Very laborious.
We've got an electronic version. We've got one more story to squeeze in on part one, boys and girls, because we're nearly out of time. I just want to say congratulations to the Forces sweetheart, Dame Vera Lynn, who on her 79th birthday has released a new album of undiscovered songs from the years back. And Dame Vera, I just think you're a wonderful lady, just unbelievable. And I don't care if you don't like the White Cliffs of Dover, we'll meet again. I love it to bits. And you know what? If you don't like it, I don't care anymore because she's just wonderful. So she's also celebrating 90 years in show business. And I just don't know anybody else that can beat that. You ever think about that while you have a cup of tea, drink a milkshake, or, I don't know, pop to the bathroom? That's the end of part one of Postcard from Pop Brad with me and Rach. We'll be back in a shake.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.